A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his mother and father, wife and children, brothers and sisters, indeed his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the neighbors would laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and calculate whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for terms of peace. In the same way, anyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Among these rather harsh sayings of Jesus is the line today that if we do not pick up our cross and follow him, we can't be his disciple. And I suspect we equate that with major catastrophes in life, perhaps a debilitating illness or a broken marriage. But I wonder if carrying our cross isn't really about much smaller things in life. For example, the way we all tend to judge one another. We affix labels to people, and labels can hurt deeply. When children in school are bullying someone, they'll say, "She's a tramp," or "He's a fag." And suddenly someone's self-esteem just goes like this. Labels can kill. The Nazis labeled the Jews untermenschen, less than human. And because they could label them that way, then they felt justified in murdering them. The North and the South did not merely have a difference of opinion over slavery. The abolitionists were right and the slaveholders were wrong. The humanity of black people is not debatable. Pope Francis has probably done more to humanize the gospel and to push aside all the silliness that's been attached to religion and get back to the basic message of Jesus Christ than any pope in living memory. And yet I think one of the most profound statements he made was when he was asked about gay people, and he responded, "Who am I to judge?" The pastor here at St. Patrick's from the mid-1960s to the mid-1970s was Father Tom Plunkett, a priest renowned for bringing more converts into the church than all the other priests in the diocese combined. And yet he was also a great favorite of the local funeral directors. In those days, pastors would often refuse to bury someone. I can't imagine why you would add more pain to a family already in pain, but they did. And the funeral directors knew whenever they confronted a situation like that, they merely had to call Tom Plunkett. And his response always was, "Let's let God decide those things. What day do they want a funeral?" Let's let God do the judging, not you and me. Amen.